You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. We're headed for Zion, the big church of the firstborn. We're Zionists. We're headed for Zion. Glory to God. We're headed for Zion. Yeah, Christians are Zionists. You can't be a Christian and not be a Zionist. I mean, that's where we're headed. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. We're headed for Zion. 3,600 square mile, big church of the firstborn. And King Jesus, Yeshua, is going to establish on Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Come, let us go on to the mountain of the Lord. It's going to be the only high place on earth. Hallelujah. He's going to fix this thing. Only He can fix it. We know that. 1 Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. And Sosthenes, our brother. I never thought I'd see it when I was a kid. There's somebody could question Paul's apostleship. There's a lot of people running around claiming to be messianic believers today now wanting to do that. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. This calling of God is important. It's very important that we respect the calling of God on the life of anyone. And Paul was the one that God called to replace the traitor Judas with this unique, non-transferable anointing to have absolute infallibility in the proclamation of the gospel. That was the unique calling of the 12 that the Lord Jesus Christ chose to be with him, just like Moses, you see. The apostles were just like Moses. They knew the Redeemer. They were taught by the Redeemer. Just like Moses. Given the gospel of redemption by the Redeemer personally. A unique, non-transferable anointing and calling. And if we do not respect the call of God on someone called by God, we disrespect God. That's very important we understand this in this time. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. It's not smart to be in opposition to the will of God. That's not smart. You're going to lose. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God, the body of Christ, the ecclesia, the called out ones that God called out to be the body of Christ, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Set apart unto God in Christ, and as God looks down on this world, He sees people that are either in Adam or in Christ. In Adam, all die. 100%. Law of sin and death, 100% effective. In Adam, all die. And in Christ, all shall be made alive. Stay in the Word. His name is called the Word of God. Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Isn't that good that you know your calling? You're called to be a saint, Richard. Saint Richard and Saint Chuck, Saint Joanne, Saint Jamie, Saint Mark, Saint Sharon, Saint Janine, Saint Mary, Saint Betty. Yeah, you're saints. Hallelujah. Called to be saints with all that in every place call upon the name. There is no other name. Don't put up with people that want to tell you that Jesus is not a wonderful and powerful name. There is no other name under heaven by which anyone may be saved. His name means salvation in any language. Jesus in plain English. Yeshua in Hebrew. With all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Either know him as he really is, God, the Lord, the I Am who taught the word to Moses, the one who said, let there be light, the Creator as well as Redeemer, or you don't know him. Under the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. If your God is Jesus, you're my brother. You're my sister. If your God is Jesus, you got a different God. I won't see you in the big church of the firstborn. Grace be unto you. Hallelujah. You found the grace of God. Hallelujah. Grace always comes first. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father. He's the only one that can give it. You can't get it any other way. No. Only God can give you that supernatural enablement to be able to find the peace that passes understanding. That enablement to do that supernatural thing called repentance. It's impossible for a vain creature. We're all vain creatures. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf. Isn't it great to think about saints? Thinking about how we'll all be together in his great company to see our King face to face. Not one person there will be able to tell a lie. Not one. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. If Jesus didn't do what he did, if Jesus didn't give you that enablement to know who God is, you're lost. Because in Adam all die. And in Christ, all shall be made alive. I thank my God always on your behalf. It's just great to think about saints, God's people, who really do love God. You can see, you can tell. There's light in them. You look them in the eye and there's not this nothingness. There's light in them. You can see it. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That in everything ye are enriched by him. He's the source of what is good. Hallelujah. That in everything you are enriched by him. Yeah. You are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. That's what's so neat about saints. Their testimony confirms. Their way of life confirms they really do know God. They understand that God is love. They live his commandments. because the one who is love said, if you love me, keep my commandments, the king, the royal law of love, life, and liberty. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know you have the Word of God, and you have the Spirit of truth and holiness for your teacher. We're going to make it to that big church of the firstborn. Hallelujah. So that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end. Trust Him. Who shall also confirm you unto the end. Hallelujah. None of us know how it's going to come down. We all like to think we stand, and we will stand, but we don't really know. But trust this. This is the Word of God. We're waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's the only one that can fix this mess, and He is going to fix it. We're waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the one who shall confirm also. He is the one who shall also confirm you unto the end. He'll give you what you need when you need it. Who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless. He can do that. That you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is faithful. You know that, don't you? God is faithful. Obama's not faithful. Glenn Beck's not faithful. God is faithful. He's the one that called you. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. And what a fellowship it is. What a wonderful, blessed hope and great, glorious future beyond what we can perceive or even think awaits us as we endure to the end. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't get higher authority than this. No man ever spoke with higher authority than this. He was one of the 12 with the infallibility of proclaiming the gospel of redemption, being taught directly by the Redeemer. There is no higher authority that a man could ever speak than what is said right here. Brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is speaking in the name of the King. He is speaking in the name of God. He is speaking in the position of God to the people of God. Brethren, you see. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same things. That there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Well, all 199 of those other Bibles just crashed and burned right there. How will saints all speak the same thing with different Bibles? Ain't gonna happen. How will there be no divisions among saints with different Bibles? How will saints be perfectly joined together with different Bibles? How will saints have the same mind with different Bibles? How will saints have the same judgment with different Bibles? Amazing. Absolutely amazing how simple God makes things for His children. If you're a child of God, God promised a perfect Bible, and step one is you better figure out which one it is. Because of that pile of 200 things called Bibles in English, there is one that God promised perfect. And there is no higher authority by which any man could speak than what we see right here in 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. you hear this as though you were hearing God speak it directly. That you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. That one verse precludes and excludes every Bible except the Holy Bible, the King Jesus Version. The KJV, the King Jesus Version, the Authorized Version, the God-promised perfect one, the Authorized Version sprinkled by the blood of the martyrs, the KJV that I like to call the King Jesus Version. For it hath been declared unto me of you, brethren, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? God forbid. Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas, besides I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, very definite article. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. If you think preaching of the cross is foolishness, you're perishing. This is what we preach. When we preach truth, Jesus Christ is the truth personified. When we preach the truth, the focus never leaves the cross. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Hallelujah. It was the will of the Father to send His perfect, only begotten Son to be the Lamb of God that Abraham prophesied. The one who sealed the total defeat of all of God's enemies. It is finished. Had the princes of this world known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Well, the one who is the life took upon himself the curse of the law of sin and death. The one who is the life, when he took that curse of the law of sin and death on himself, the one who knew no sin, that was the greatest violation of the law of sin and death possible. And because Satan and his followers were stupid enough to do that, God could then grant mercy to whoever he wanted to grant mercy to, and still put Satan and all of his followers in the place that God created for the devil and his angels. And nobody can say nothing about it. God is God. The blood of God was poured out that he might extend mercy to anyone he wants to extend mercy to, and nobody from the devil on down can say anything about it. Hallelujah! All glory to God! What good news! What good news we have! The blood of God has been poured out. The payment, the propitiation, the redemption price has been paid. Glory to God! Oh, the preaching of the cross is not foolishness to us. We keep our focus right there, don't we? But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Proverbs chapter 8. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It's all God's doing. God did it all. What can we do but say, thank you, God, and help me. Oh, God, help me to do it your way and not my foolish ways. That no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. My wisdom is Jesus. My wisdom is the Word of God. My wisdom is salvation. What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? My wisdom is Jesus. My righteousness is true righteousness of Jesus Christ. He sets me apart unto God. He is my Redeemer. No, I don't need any self-sanctification tinker toy kits that the Pope has for sale. No, I don't need those. No, I don't want them. I don't want them. And I know you don't either. Because you know him. And you know that it is of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto you wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Hallelujah. You know that. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And that's what we glory in. We glory in our King. We glory in the Lord. He did it all. He paid it all. Hallelujah. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's all we know in Greek, isn't it, Betty? Oh, Jesus Christos, Sozi, Jesus Christ saves. Hallelujah. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I was determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Hallelujah. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Hallelujah. Oh, if you're from Jesus Christ, it's not foolishness. Oh, it is the wisdom of the ages. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. How be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Oh, you're perfect. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay for me to look at you as though God has already finished the work. Because he's going to take it through to the end. You're perfect. Hallelujah. Because God is perfect. And he is going to finish the work that he has begun. You're going to see him face to face. And that work of sanctification will be finished. Then you're going to be perfect. And I can look at you now. See you perfect. Betty, you're perfect.
Oh,
yeah. Glory to God. How about it, Richard? You're perfect. Chuck, Joanne, Jamie, you're perfect. Mark, Sharon, Janine, Barry, you're perfect. I can look at you, saint, and see you're perfect. Oh, it's a mystery. Oh, it's foolishness to the world. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Hallelujah. I see you as perfect. Hallelujah. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. You understand what I'm saying? Yet not in the wisdom of the world. I say this to the world. They say, I'm nuts. I'm crazy. You're nutty. No, 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 no. I see you as perfect. You're a saint. I see you in Christ. I know what God said about your destiny. Your destiny is certain. You're perfect. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. This world ain't going to buy that. No, it's not the wisdom of this world, not this Antichrist world, nor of the princes of this world. They come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Oh, we understand it, though. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Hallelujah. It'd be good to be perfect. That is good to see saints in Christ as perfect. God is well able to finish what he started, and he will when you look upon him and see him face to face. That final work of sanctification will be done, and you're going to be perfect. I can see you perfect already. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. God set a trap for Satan, and he just ran headlong into it, and he's finished. The king said, it is finished. Satan's finished. He's a totally defeated foe. He's been disarmed. All he has left is fear and ignorance and deception. And this word of God addresses all three. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Oh, hallelujah. You can't imagine what God's got in store for you. You're an object of his affection. He created you for his pleasure. His plan and determination is just to pour out his goodness and love upon you as an object of his affection forever and ever. You can't imagine it. You try as you might, you cannot imagine how good it is going to be in that big church of the firstborn. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. That's why you're perfect. That's why you're perfect. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. You can only understand this by the Spirit of truth and holiness, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. You won't understand it otherwise. It's foolishness otherwise. But God hath revealed it unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Priceless things. Freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Hallelujah. Yet he himself is judged of no man. That's the measure of spirituality, not how many religious spirit tinker toys you got, not how much Hebrew you know. No, the measure of spirituality is how you judge. Do you judge things the way God judges things? That's the measure of true spirituality. Do you judge things the way God judges them? By the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of truth. See, that's the measure of true spirituality. He that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man because he's already judged himself on anything that he would ever dare to consider judging someone else about. He judges with righteous judgment. He's judged himself on the issue. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Hallelujah. But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For one saith, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase, so then neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. God gave the increase. So that neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor, for we are laborers together with God. Isn't that glorious? That God would condescend to allow us to enter into what he is doing. There was a time when it might have been smart and okay, at least, to ask God to bless our plans. But I'll tell you what, that's not smart anymore. Now we ought to be asking God to bless us by the revelation of his plan and how we may walk and enter in and walk with him in what he has planned to do. And he is doing it. He is going to do it. He said he's going to do it, and he's going to do it. And he is doing it. God giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. There's only one job in the kingdom that's important to do. What the king says to do in this very time. And no job is more important than any other job in the kingdom. The only job worth doing is what the king says to do now. For we are laborers together with God, hallelujah. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus, which is Jesus Christ. There is no other foundation that leads to life. Every other way will lead to hell and death and utter darkness. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, not water. Not even going to use a flood this time. He's going to take a giant blowtorch to the whole planet this time. Not by water this time. This time by fire. The elements are going to melt with fervent heat. So how could you melt an element? God can do it. God said, let it be, and it was. He hung the universe on nothing. By him all things consist. He's going to kosher this planet with a huge, gigantic blowtorch. Every eye will see it. And when you do, you'll either fly or you will fry. No treading water. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Everything that we do purely with the intent of doing it for the glory of God, you're going to be rewarded. Why do we do what we do? That's the big issue. It's even more important than what we do. Why are we doing what we do, you see? If what we do is to please God, if our desire is to please God, and what we do is for His glory, in His will, according to His purposes, and for His glory, in the name of Jesus, it's so important. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. You know, if we're doing it for our stupid vanity, it's just going to go poof. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. Why are we doing what we do? Are we doing it for His glory? Because we have heard from the more sure word by the Spirit of truth and holiness that it is the will of God. That it is what the King wants us to do. Are we doing it for that purpose? Oh, then it's gold and silver and precious stones. Are we doing it to impress the church folk? That's wood, hay, and stubble. It's just going to go poof. You just as well not even do it. Just as well not even do it. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. And if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. See, and this is what we got to watch out for. You know, we can very easily deceive ourselves because of our vanity. We're vain creatures. It's easy to do. We can rationalize anything as the rational beings that we are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And ye are Christ's. And Christ is God's. Let a man so count us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self, for I know nothing by myself. Yet I am not hereby justified. But he that judges me is the Lord. And therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us to think of men of not to think of men above that which is written. That you may learn of us not to think of men above that which is written. That no one of you be puffed up for one against another. A lot of that going on, isn't there? Have you looked at it? It's part of the great apostasy, really. Pulpiteers are worshipped. What is the purpose of the purpose-driven church other than self-idolatry? That you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. And it seems like sometimes that's all the church seems to be. In this great falling away, but there is a church where you can look at the saints and say, hey, St. Richard, you're perfect. St. Mark, you're perfect. St. Charles, you're perfect. That's good. That no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou is not received? If you've got a talent, didn't God give it to you? Where'd you get that talent? If you got a talent, didn't God give it to you? For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? Now you're full. Now you're rich. You've reigned as kings without us, and I would to God that you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake. Hallelujah. Oh, and the world does look at us as fools for Christ's sake. Oh, we can glory in that. That's a glorious thing. We're fools for Christ's sake. But ye are wise in Christ. We're weak, but you're strong. You're honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and labor working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it, being defamed, we entreat, and are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. I write not these things to shame you. But as my beloved sons, I warn you, for though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause I have sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up, as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod, or in love, and in the spirit of meekness? Hallelujah. That's strong stuff. But glorious stuff. And as we prepare for Passover, we see in this next chapter, chapter 5 of 1 Corinthians, Messiah is our Passover. Messiah, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glorious things that God has prepared for those that love Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.